As we've been reporting, the coronavirus disproportionately impacts older adults, so we wanted to find out why this is and give out some tips for dealing with it. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. Eric Verdin, president and CEO of the Buck Institute, who has been studying the biology of aging his entire career. Doctor, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. What are some of the two or three tips that you can share? What have you found with your studies about this?
Aging individuals are uniquely at risk for the complication from the coronavirus. However, the picture that's emerging is not as simple as just being older and being more at risk. It's also how you have aged. And so if you are healthy, exercising, eating well, older individual, it's likely that you will do well throughout this epidemic. However, if you have a risk factor for the chronic disease of aging, it's likely that it's going to be more difficult. So the tips that I can give to your listeners are to actually maximize your health. The way we know today, the best way to do this is your nutrition, eat fresh vegetables and fruits, sleep enough, especially these days. Enough sleep is really important for a good immune response. And finally, if you have the occasion, exercise. And exercise, actually already walking, would already be an incredibly important step.
Well, let me ask you, we talk about this impacting older adults, and we've heard the age is 60, 65-year-olds, but is that your definition of older these days, with people living longer and taking better care of themselves?
Well, we see a direct relationship between your age and the complication of this disease, and it starts around 60, 65, and it increases rapidly thereafter. What is really not clear at this point is why is this? And so there's a lot of work going on in this area. We know, for example, this is apparently not unique to coronavirus. It happens also with the flu. We know if you are older than 70, you are at risk for the complication of the flu. Most likely, it's a decreased immune response that prevents your body from controlling the virus in the most efficient manner.
So what we have heard is that older people represent 45% of these hospitalizations, 80% of the deaths. Does this surprise you? Was this expected?
Well, it was somewhat expected if we look at what we've learned from other viruses. So in general, the older you are and the less good health you are, the more at risk you are. What this, though, has to be tempered by the fact that many of the numbers that you're referring to are coming from countries like Italy, and which have a very a population that is highly skewed towards older. So if you look in younger countries, we tend to see a less heavy burden on the older population, because that population represents a smaller fraction of the total population.
I know it's still early days, but what do you think that we will learn from a pandemic like this?
Well, I think in some way I'm heartened by the very proactive stance that California and the Bay Area has taken in terms of social isolation. I think this, from what we know from all past pandemics and epidemics, isolation is the most efficient way in which we can stop it before it becomes overwhelming. And so I think we are somewhat lucky in California so far from having started with the isolation way ahead of the curve. So I hope we will see in the next week or two that this attitude and this stand has actually paid off for us.
You think it will get worse, though, before it gets better?
Most likely, yes. The thinking is, based on the data in other places, is that once you install these social isolation, it takes probably about 3 weeks to see the effect. So what I would say to your listeners is watch carefully what will happen in the next 2 weeks. It's likely to continue to increase, but hopefully by 2 weeks from now, we will see the results, a leveling of the infection rate and hopefully the stabilization of the epidemic in California.
All right, doctor. Thank you for your time and your insight. To Dr. Eric Verdin, who is president and CEO of the Buck Institute.